You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawned something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? We're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast. I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ Crable.
And it's Kat.
And today we are joined by James. How are you doing, James?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Awesome. Well, James, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. What would the listeners want to know?
Oh, just
deepest, darkest secrets, or just who you are and what you do.
Oh my God.
Also, what is your
my favorite Pokemon?
Sign?
Wait, what?
No, what's your favorite Pokemon?
Psyduck.
Oh, he's so cute. Have you seen the new Pokemon movie?
I have. I actually watched it again yesterday with some friends.
It's really fun.
It was fun.
I watched it. We watched it the other weekend.
I was never really into Pokemon, but I really liked the movie. I thought it was really cute.
Yeah, but JJ has a running bit where he just starts describing things to see if it's a Pokemon or
not. This one time I thought he was trying to bond with me and be like, what's the Pokemon that like has the thing? It looks like a cloud. He did this like 10 times with different descriptions. And I found a Pokemon to fit all of the descriptions, but he was just messing with me the whole time.
True.
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah. True love, guys.
All right. Awesome. And James, in terms of ghosts, where do you fall on like on a scale of 0 to 10? 0 being it's all a bunch of bullshit. 10 is like 100%. Like I see ghosts every day. Where do you kind of fall on that spectrum of
between 3 and 4?
3 and 4. So yeah. You're fairly skeptical.
Fairly skeptical.
Okay. Cool.
And you can also introduce yourself. I feel like we.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. Hi. So
this is Psyduck.
So I live in Atlanta, in Midtown. Absolutely love the state. Been here about 2 years, but plan to stay here for a very long time. Just bought my first condo. Woo woo.
Hey.
9 months ago. It just happens to have all this crazy stuff happening in it. I do corporate training during the day, and I host dance competitions and teach dance. My spare time.
Oh, awesome. What kind of dance do you do?
Contemporary, mostly.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and a little bit of jazz and hip-hop and acro.
Oh, awesome.
Where do you teach?
So right now I do just a lot of convention work and contract work with different studios because my regular job does not allow me a lot of time.
Right.
But I used to teach full-time for probably around 9 years when I lived in North Carolina at a studio called Onstage School of Dance, and it was awesome.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So, James, you just bought a condo and it may or may not be haunted.
Correct.
Oh, can you tell us a little bit about what's been going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I first moved in the first month, really nothing was happening, right? Just normal condo. About a month in, things started happening. Cabinets slamming shut, lights turning on and off, doors opening and closing, doors slamming. And I was just chalking it up to, maybe it's a neighbor because I share a wall on two sides with two other neighbors. Maybe it's my absentmindedness. Maybe I forgot that I closed the door. Maybe I forgot that I locked the door, like things like that. Mm-hmm. But then one day something happened that I couldn't explain. And that's when I started to take it a little bit more seriously. The way my house is set up, or my condo, is it's two story, but the second story is a loft separated into a few different parts. And so I was in the main part of the loft upstairs cleaning, and it's open to the living room below. And I heard my Xbox turn on. And generally you have to either be standing in front of the Kinect, pressing the button on the controller, or pressing the unit. But I said, okay, maybe electrical thing, right? Things happen, electronics do things, right? I walk downstairs, and all my Xbox games that I always keep neatly stacked, I'm a very OCD person about everything in my space. It always looks staged. they were spread across my entertainment center. When I say like spread across, like not just like, oh, one fell over, but all of them were spread all the way across my entertainment center. And I'd been home the entire day. Yeah. And so that would have been something I would have noticed. I've walked past my entertainment center multiple times. Mm-hmm. I would have noticed that. And so at that point I said, okay, so maybe someone's living in my house, you know, like, because you think of these stories of people living in crawl spaces. Yeah. And I have a lot of weird little crevices in my space, and the building is 100 years old. So there may, and it's been renovated multiple times. So who knows if there's like a little room or something, right? Mm-hmm. So I decided I was going to buy cameras, you know, cheap cameras from Amazon, motion sensored, you know, but see at night kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I bought cameras and I put them in all the areas that I was like hearing things to see if I can catch whoever's I think is in my space, right?
For sure.
And so this was, I did that about 3 days after that they came, because Amazon Prime, right? So hey, 2 to 3 days, right?
Yeah.
Installed them, and then that night I get an alert on my phone. I don't see this till the morning. Now note again. So I woke up at like 2:50 in the morning. Okay. Uh-huh. And I don't know why I woke up. Sometimes I just do that. We all do, right? Like just wake up in the middle of the night. I don't know what woke me up, but I want to go back to sleep. So I went back to sleep. Woke up in the morning and I had an alert. And the alert said that there was motion detected in my living room at 2:53 a.m.
Right when you woke up?
Right when around the time when I woke up, yeah. Oh. And so the camera is nowhere near my bedroom. So it would not have caught my motion. It's facing the opposite direction in another room, a doorway, right? So at this point I'm thinking, oh my God, if there was somebody in my house, and this is one of those situations where someone's walking into my kitchen or something to cook a sandwich or something, and I'm still in my bedroom, I can't get out of my space.
Yeah.
Do I want to look at this? Because if I look at it and I see somebody walking across my room, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have any weapons.
Like if somebody's like, in your house right
like
then,
if somebody's in my house, like, oh my gosh. So I like, okay, I'm getting like goosebumps because it's scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Right. Say so.
Okay. I look at it and nothing's on it. And so I thought, okay, maybe a spider or a bug walked across the sensor or something, you know, just so happened at the same time I woke up, whatever. A few days after that, okay, so they've been installed a few days. I wake up, I go into my closet. I have a walk-in closet in my room, and there's another closet in that closet where I have a dresser. There's no camera in this closet, by the way. So I walk in, I turn to my right where the dresser is, and all of the drawers had been taken. It looked like they had been taken out of the dresser and put back in the dresser, but just not on their tracks. Just neatly stacked, like stack, 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 stack.
Oh my God.
On top of each other. And so I'm like, okay, well, there's no camera in my closet, so I couldn't catch it. And there's a reason there's no camera in my closet, because I change in my closet. And sometimes I have friends over and they change in the closet. So so I'm like, okay, someone's messing with me at this point, right? Like, but I couldn't explain it. So like, I don't know.
That's crazy.
So yeah, so that-
and terrifying.
I think that was one. There's another moment I'll talk about too that made me a little uneasy, but that was one. There is one more. Everything else that's happened has been just kind of like, eh. Like I've gotten so used to a lot of it now that like, even if I'm like in my room and I hear a door slam, I'm like, okay, you know, whatever.
It's your ghost roommate.
It's my ghost roommate.
You haven't named the ghost yet.
I accept
yet,
it. No, I haven't. And so I've had three different paranormal teams, all from the same organization, but three different paranormal teams come and investigate the space. And they all said the same thing. They said, do not, you know, recognize it, right? Do not talk to it. And I did.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. Because we've had other people say like, directly talk to it. Well, okay, Devin. Every episode we talk about Devin. He's like, talk to it, acknowledge it.
We've had a few other people talk about
it. But some people have been like, if you name it, it'll be the end of the world for everybody.
And so I've heard that's what they said. They said if it's something negative or it's something bad, then you're going to bring it into your space. And my thing is, I don't believe in them. So bring it on, you know?
Yeah. like. Right?
Now, so we have had people on who have named their ghost and nothing bad has happened to them. So maybe you're okay to name
yet.
It. Yet. True. Yes. I'm wondering, so the cameras picked up motion in the kitchen, but when you went back and looked at the footage, did you see anything?
Did not see anything. And I still have the footage. There's actually another instance. So another thing that happens fairly often is my TV likes to turn on.
Yeah.
Generally around 2:50 to 3 o'clock in the morning.
Which is the same time that the camera noticed motion.
Correct. Different day, different times. This wasn't the same time that my TV turned on, but like
it was a different day.
Different day, yeah. So, and the kind of funny thing about that is that when it turns on the TV, whatever turns on the TV, pulls up YouTube and plays either Destiny's Child or Beyonce.
Get the fuck out of here.
On full volume. At 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Okay, I can explain away TV coming on.
But that it's always Destiny's Child or Beyonce.
I mean, I think we've all had like our TVs turn on or whatever, but I have never had the YouTube come on and go to music or, you know.
Now, is the ghost only into Destiny's Child because Beyonce was in it?
I would say if I had to make a hypothesis, I would say yes.
Do you listen to a lot of Beyonce or Destiny's Child?
I don't.
Child? So it's not even like something that should be in your YouTube.
Correct. Correct. So that's what I thought, right? I thought like, okay, well, you know, because if it pulls up YouTube, I do have to YouTube up a lot. So maybe, you know, like, again, like my logic is TVs turn on, right? And maybe it turned on and turned on to the last app I had. Fine, whatever. But I never listen to Destiny's Child or Beyonce. So like, they don't show up on my playlist. Even when I start playing it, like it never goes to those artists, right? Mm-hmm. So... I think it's like kind of a signature at this point, you know, and I have that on camera too, not of the TV actually turning on because obviously motion doesn't catch it, but me disgruntledly in my underwear clomping into the living room and turning it off at 3 o'clock in the morning. And
you hear there the a Destiny's specific Child. Song that it plays usually, or is it just different Destiny Child songs?
I'm trying to think. There's two Destiny's Child songs that play. I can't remember what they're off the top of my head. I'd have to listen to the recording again.
And you brought your phone, which has
that has the recording.
Ooh. Could you play that right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my god!
I really hope it's Say My Name.
Well, I guess all I hear is like
this is a big hit.
Oh, because the ghost like wants you to name it so it can be there.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's been too long.
I know.
Since I've listened to Destiny's Child.
Come on, JJ, you got this.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Listeners.
What is
Say My Name.
Okay.
All right, so give me a minute to get it up.
Whenever I think of Destiny's Child, I inevitably start singing TLC songs in my head because I get those two confused. I just want to chase waterfalls.
Yeah, that is a great song, though.
I have the original recording too, that the first time that the camera ever tripped, which was the night that I installed, but there's nothing on it. I mean, you could look at it.
How many times has this happened with the music?
Did I miss that? At least 4 times with the music at night. Now the TV has come on at other times, like my friends and I'll be standing in the living room and the TV just turns on. And so we're just looking at it like.
Now, does your TV like have any type of account that someone else is looped into or computer that it's connected to?
No, but I thought that I'm thinking, you know, it's activated. You can turn on the TV if you press the Apple remote. And, you know, everyone has an Apple TV, right? Mm-hmm. So what if the neighbor has an Apple TV and they're a night owl? And for some reason, when they press theirs, it just triggers over to mine. I mean, that could very well be a thing.
Sure.
But like you have to have codes and stuff that match your Wi-Fi. Well,
also, except the Destiny Child thing. Like that. There's no way to explain that.
But also so my YouTube's connected to my Gmail and I can access it through my phone and my computer.
YouTube's connected to your Gmail.
Your iPhone, your computer. Like if I search something on my phone, I can see it in my history on my computer. And if someone has my Spotify login, you know, that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, it might be like maybe you have a neighbor who's really into Destiny's Child and Beyonce, and like there's some
really
technology.
Wants you to be into it too.
Well, there might be like some technology glitch where like when they like, you know, if they have like the same like Apple TV or Chromecast or something that like when they turn on their TV, it like turns it on your apartment. I don't know. There's someone who parks in the garage of my office who every time I hit the key button on my keys, it also makes their car honk. So
totally right.
I'm just saying there's some weird technology stuff that happens.
But I can't get over the dresser drawers.
Yeah, that's weird. And the Xbox games.
Yeah, and the Xbox games.
And the motion sensor cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's been other things too, as I'm looking for, as I could talk and pull this up at the same time. I think actually this is, no, that's not it. It trips a lot because I'll turn it on and then I'll come home and then, you know, it does its thing. So I actually asked some of my friends and because I couldn't remember everything that happened because I'm not the only person that's experienced things, mm-hmm. right? So I've had friends that have experienced things that before I even say anything about it being, you know, things happening, mm-hmm. They've come to me and said like, what just happened? Like, what is this, right? So I'll give a few of those examples too. I had a friend come over one day, me and two friends, okay? He had his car keys, put them on the dining room table. We're hanging out. We go outside on the balcony. We're smoking a cigarette. We come in. We're playing Uno. Go back outside, smoke a cigarette. Come back in. Oh, time to go. Got to go home because I got to go to work in the morning. Okay.
Where can I just say, I love that you're smoking cigarettes and playing Uno. Yeah. Like, yes. It's something very adult and then just something very like childlike.
Sounds amazing.
and alcohol, lots of alcohol.
Yeah.
So he's looking for his keys and he can't find his keys. So we're like, okay, well, you know, let's, you know, look on counters, look everywhere downstairs. We had not, note that we had not gone upstairs. Okay. And so I said, well, listen, they're nowhere down here. Like, you know, I'll check upstairs. And maybe you just didn't realize you went upstairs. Walk upstairs. Sure enough, they're upstairs and they're on the coffee table. And
what's on the coffee table?
I'm the sorry. Keys are oh, on the coffee my table. God.
But and never he had not gone upstairs.
Had not gone upstairs.
Oh.
So
it's very like poltergeisty. Like,
and that's that's what the paranormal team was saying is they were thinking that it was a poltergeist. So I've now named it because it's not like it's a name, but it's the name of the complex is called Parkgate. So it's the Parkgate poltergeist.
Oh my god.
That's a good one.
There's our episode.
Alliteration.
Name.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Other times remotes moving from one table to another table. I always leave my remotes in this one specific spot in a specific order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when I go to that spot one day and they are not in that spot and I'm the only one in the house and they have moved to the TV. And so I'm like, was I just absent-minded? Was I drunk? Like, you know, like I'm kind of going through like all these scenarios.
But I believe you because you say you're kind of OCD about things. I imagine when you're drunk or have had some drinks, you're even more so.
Oh, absolutely. My house is clean. Like before I can have a full party in my house and it is clean. And it's not because like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to clean. It's like my body kind of goes into this like mode of like, these are the things I do before I go to bed. It's just a little more dirty than usual,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like mm-hmm. kind of deal. So
yeah.
How have you kind of rationalized all this with yourself?
So I've tried to explain a lot of it away, you know, especially the TV thing, because it's something that you could recreate it if you really wanted to. Like if you put this on MythBusters, right, and you took, you know, like you took a remote from another Apple TV and you did that, and if it was happened to be on YouTube and maybe Beyonce was the recommended artist or like, you know, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So that I can explain. The dresser drawers, I cannot explain. The games moving around, I cannot explain. Mm-hmm. Another thing, you know, like talking about other people have had experiences and me being able to corroborate those experiences are like the really loud banging of these cabinets. And so my friend was cooking breakfast downstairs one day and I have a bar cabinet upstairs. It's right above the kitchen. I have like a kind of a a railing that goes like right here. If you look up from the dining room, like kitchen's here, living room's here, you're looking up into like this overhang, right? And there's a bar cabinet right here. So he's cooking breakfast in the kitchen right here. The bar cabinet's up here. Here's the overhang. He hears it slam shut. Now there's a cabinet that won't open on its own. Like, I mean, the hinges on this thing are like, you know, pretty taut, right? So for it to be open, first of all, and then to be able to slam shut. And he said it sounded like it literally just like slam shut. And I experienced the same thing, but opposite. So I've been upstairs watching a movie and I've heard downstairs.
Oh my God.
I'm
so
and I'm like,
right.
Like it shakes the upper part of the house. And I'm like, the heck is this? Like, you know, like, is this coming from somewhere else? Is it coming from inside? So I go downstairs, silence, nothing's happening. Okay. I go back upstairs. As soon as I sit down again, and this time I know it's coming from inside the house. So now I'm like freaking out and I'm like going downstairs, but now I'm like trying to head towards like the knives, you know, or something like what, yes. Like what's going on in my space, right? Like is, did it get hit? Did like, you know, but it's like just the way that it's whatever it is, right? It's making itself known. It's saying like, hey, I'm here, right?
Yeah.
But I still don't believe that. So it's like, it's hard because my thing is like, if I can't see it, then it's not there. But if I can't explain it, then I'm really torn in.
Yeah. Have you talked to the condominium people to see if somebody ever died in the condominium?
Yes. I actually paid to have a full search done of the property to see if anybody had died in the history of it being a building. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, wow. Now I was only able to pull back to 1983 because prior to that, it was something completely different. They have no records for it. At least if they do, it wasn't online.
Okay.
Nobody's died on the property, but the property does have an interesting past. So it's over 100 or it's 100 years old this year. And it sits on a trail, on a particular part of a trail called Tight Squeeze. So post-Civil War soldiers and freed slaves would follow this trail. And on this particular part of the trail, they called it Tight Squeeze because it was very narrow. And so there's a lot of pillaging going on. There was, you know, bandits at night. They would wait on either side. And if you stopped or slowed down, they'd, you know, kind of jump on you. And that goes right through the land that our building sits on.
Wow.
So that's really the only thing that I can think that might tie, you know, to the history.
And Beyonce was pretty popular then. So
she was. I think she had just come out with Single Ladies.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Was it Single Ladies or was it Bootylicious?
Okay.
I would love to just like somehow get the message out to Beyonce that possibly a Civil War era ghost. He's really become a big fan of her music.
And the fact that it turns it up all the way, it wants you to know.
Like that's a so it just really tells us something about how her music transcends.
And I'll tell you that when I say, you know, it turns up all the way and the sound that it's playing from is a sound bar. And the sound bar is turned on from a different remote.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that is what makes it an interesting aspect, is that the volume's on full blast on the sound bar, but when I turn on my TV, in order for the sound bar to turn on, there's the Apple remote will not do it. The regular TV remote won't do it. Only the sound bar remote will do it.
Hmm. And are the remotes moved around when that happens, or are they usually in their same spot?
They're in their same spot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm getting into my scared position.
What's more terrifying to you? The thought that your condo is haunted, or the thought that there may be another person living in the condo secretly?
At this point, I've almost ruled out somebody living in the apartment secretly. Uh-huh. The reason is because when I leave, I travel about on average 3 weeks out of the month for work.
Okay.
I'm gone a lot. And I try to, when I can, remember to turn on my cameras. Mm-hmm. And every time that I'm gone, those cameras never trip. And it's for days and days at a time. So unless they have hoarded a bunch of food and they're peeing in a crawl space, I can't imagine that someone's living there.
Right.
Have you ever
had a house sitter? Is a smart house too. So like whenever my door opens or closes from my front door, locks and unlocks, I get notifications.
Mm-hmm. And these unexplained incidents, like the TV turning on in the middle of the night, that never happens when you're away.
No. And get this. I've had that TV and soundbar and Apple TV for like 2.5 years now, and it never did that. So I also try to think maybe it's the TV, maybe it's the Apple TV, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's the electrical of the house. I don't know.
Hmm. But the drawers.
Yes, and the drawers. And that's not all. There's more. I could tell you more.
Kat's so skeptical of this episode.
No, I'm not. It makes me think of Beetlejuice, though. Like, maybe they're just waiting.
Don't say it three times.
Okay. Yeah. JJ, don't you dare.
Parkside Poltergeist. That's hard just to say one time.
That was two.
So, you know, I'm asking my friends about experiences they've had, right? And my friend reminded me of this time that she stayed. And she was drunk. Okay, so we have to keep that in perspective. Mm-hmm. But she was in my upstairs bedroom sleeping, and she woke up and the covers were being pulled off of her.
What?
Oh, I can't.
And so her drunken self, still half asleep, just takes the covers and pulls him right back up and goes back to sleep. And then in the morning, realizes the weight of what had happened, right? And comes to me and is like, James, like, this just happened to me last night. Like, I know I didn't dream that. She's like, I know I was drunk. She's like, but I specifically remember waking up and the covers are just coming down. And I just went, pulled him back up and went to sleep.
I love the idea of a ghost trying to haunt someone, but they're just too drunk to care.
Another instance that a friend has had, they state that when they were trying to leave, the door would not open. And so the door was unlocked and I was actually behind her when this happened. And so I was kind of like, why are you freaking out? You know, because she goes to open it and it's not opening and she looks at it and it's completely unlocked and she's like pulling it like really hard. And I was like, just open the door. Like, yeah. Are you like, what's going on? And then finally the door just swings open and she turns to me and she said, James, that door would not open. There was something holding that door.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, well, maybe it was just stuck.
Now I've had
Has issues. The door ever gotten stuck for you?
No.
I have issues with my door when it, like, you know, the temperature suddenly changes and it drops.
And that very well may be the case. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been able to recreate it, but that could be very well be the case.
Yeah.
And none of this persuades you to sell and move somewhere else?
Have you seen the location?
Yeah, you're in a good neighborhood.
Like, people are dying to get in there.
Obviously.
So has anybody that has lived there before you experienced things?
So I couldn't get a lot of information on past tenants because you are allowed to rent out your property. And this person rented it out heavily. Mm-hmm. So there were several tenants. When I say several, there were probably 46 or 47 that I was able to find on the register of having owned that or, you know, been at that address.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really go far in that realm. I really also wasn't trying to dig too deep and weird people out. But I did ask neighbors and there was a past tenant that came forward in our Facebook group that said, I used to live in 206, which is right next to me. And she said, my husband used to get pushed around. Like, he would be physically pushed and pulled. And
wow.
And I'm like, well, wow, okay, I've never experienced anything like that. I've never been physically touched. Now, if I had been physically touched, I'd be sitting here before you saying, I believe in ghosts. But yeah. I haven't seen anything float across my, you know, living room. I'm going to need it to push me, you know, or throw something or me see one of those cabinets slam before I say, like, you know.
Now, has any Destiny Child songs ever appeared in other places when you're around, like randomly big moments in your life or like at your friend's house or has it only happened to you at that TV in your condo?
Only happened at that TV in that condo. In fact, that condo in that space is the only space I experience anything. And I go a lot of places. I stay at haunted hotels sometimes because, you know, I'm on the road a lot. And I don't even know, like, I stayed at one, didn't realize I was staying at one. And I thought the irony of that because it was after all this stuff started happening.
Yeah.
But it was like one of the most haunted hotels in Tennessee.
Okay.
This is in Knoxville. And I didn't experience anything. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think I'm more, you know, because they say some people are more open to that kind of thing. I don't think I'm more open to that kind of thing because if I was, I feel like I'd experience it in other places. You know?
Have you ever had somebody house sit your house when you're out of town? Have they ever had any experiences?
No.
Okay.
No, I've had somebody come and clean the house. I've tried to come clean the house.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
This really feels like a different, like from all the interviews we've done, I mean, the clear difference between like a poltergeist and like a ghost that you wake up and see a man sitting in your corner. They're so different.
Yeah, this seems horrifying.
This is, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder where did that distinction come from between ghosts and poltergeists?
The physicality.
At one point in history had to be like, you know what? I'm going to create this word called poltergeist. And like, where does that
I'm sure come there's from? There's like an etiology. Is that the word?
Etymology?
Oh, yeah. Mm. No, that's medicine. Oh, God. I don't know.
Etymology?
For the word poltergeist.
Yeah.
Should I look it up?
I think I found the recording.
Oh, great.
I'm just like, here, I'll just rewind it back. Because at this point, it's off. Now, it's 2:24 in the morning. So I'm sorry, it wasn't 3 at this one. But it's 2:24. And I'm just like.
You don't look super scared. Can you put it up to the mic?
Yeah. And I have another angle of it, too, from the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
The reason I pulled it away before it ended is because I was adjusting myself. All right. And then this one. It's like over it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But you never see anything else moving on there.
You don't. So you're a 3 to 4 in terms of skepticism.
Yes.
Has that number changed? I mean, like, were you more skeptical before moving into this condo?
I don't think that I was more skeptical. I've always just kind of had the mindset of, you know, there's an explanation for things. And I want to find that explanation.
So, yeah.
You know, there are things that it can't be explained and you can't, there's a reason for that too, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some things we just don't, either we don't have the technology, or we are, you know, just won't ever know. And it's kind of like the unknowns universe. And I think that that's also needed in the world. Like there needs to be some unknowns, right? Because that's what makes you, you know, I don't know. That's what makes you want to go explore and try to find the truth. And like, you know, like it motivates you, right?
Does it kind of like bug you at your core though, that you can't explain it?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I find that, you know, like I'm also a very skeptical person. I don't think, you know, just because we can't explain something doesn't mean we like need to attribute it to ghosts. And I thought when we first started this episode that like everyone's story, I'd be like, you know, you were just like tired and seeing things, or you just heard a weird noise. I had no idea that like we'd hear so many strange, unexplainable stories. And it annoys me that I like can't think of any possible explanation for
have,
that.
Have those
welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
those teams like stay over in your house overnight?
They did. Yeah. So.
I feel like if knowing this poltergeist now, he or she was probably, or they was, were probably like, I'm not coming out now.
Okay. So that's actually very interesting. So they only were able to catch a few things, but those few things were pretty prevalent. But most of it was, it was just not doing anything. Yeah. They're there and it's just radio silence. Oh,
so what did they find when they were
So a few things they did find that are kind of documentable evidence. You know, so they have something called EVPs, right? Which I think I'm kind of skeptical on the whole EVP thing.
That's where they record voices.
And then they record and then like, you know, if you slow it down or speed it up. But the thing is that if you manipulate a sound enough, you can make it sound like another sound.
Especially if you say the phrase and then have someone listen to it. Does that make sense?
Right. And so when they played it back for me, they gave me no context. They just said, you know, this listen, to this is something we got. We want you to tell us what you think you hear. What I loved about this team was they're a science-based team. Mm-hmm. So the way that their operation ran is they would have a team go in and they would like, you know, walk to different rooms. They'd ask questions. They'd have their equipment. They'd be, you know, testing temperatures, things like that. And if they caught something that was irregular, let's say there's a temperature jump or they hear something or something turns on or turns off. Now, they do most of this in the dark. They then stop the investigation. They have somebody else come up. They call the kind of, it's like the debunkers, I think is what they called it. Mm-hmm. That person goes up and tries to recreate it to try to debunk whatever just happened.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, cool.
So that they can say this is a verified, you know, experience that has happened. And so these are things that have not been able to be debunked, where they've done that kind of test and it debunked it. So the first thing is they couldn't actually have tested for this because they didn't know until after they listened to it. But the recording was they were going upstairs and they went on the recording. They don't know. When you're listening, you don't know where you are in space, right? So they have to say where they're going, right? Okay, I'm going upstairs now. So on the recording, like, okay, they're walking upstairs. So they said, we're going upstairs now. And the voice, right, said, come on up.
Okay.
The second thing was when they were upstairs and they were like, asking questions and they said, do you want us to be here right now? And they heard, sorry.
No, I'm just scared.
from, you guessed it, downstairs in the kitchen.
Oh my God.
So it had like wait, so with them.
That's pretty funny that the ghost told them to come up
yeah.
and then just was like, yeah, fuck you.
Ghost
yeah.
this. Yeah. This is JJ in the afterlife for sure.
I would totally do that.
I looked up the word poltergeist comes from the German language words poltern, which is to make sound and to rumble, and geist, which is ghost and spirit. And the term itself translates as noisy ghost or rumble ghost or a loud spirit.
I like rumble ghost.
Yeah, you definitely have a rumble
ghost. Yeah. Yeah. So the third thing that happened was, and I was actually present for this. So the third investigation, they allowed me to tag along for a part of it. Mm-hmm. So this is before the lights go out. This is, you know, we're all just standing in my room. We're talking about, you know, kind of expectations, how it's going to go. They're explaining to me, you know, how it's going to go. And you know, if I want to participate, I can do this, whatever. And, you know, when you don't even kind of get that feeling, it's like that cold feeling, like something just kind of sweeps over you, right? And you just kind of get like this cold chill. Well, we all got it at the same time. Mm. And so we're all looking at each other because it was like, and we're looking at each other. And like maybe half a second after that, someone's running across the top of the loft. Like we're like towards us in my bedroom. And then... I can't make this shit up. And then they have this instrument and it's a box with an antenna on it. And it basically measures proximity of, so when it feels something in the area, like a physical thing, like my hand.
So like a motion sensor?
Like a motion sensor. Okay. But it's audible. So as you get closer, it beeps faster. Okay. And then once you're touching it, it goes, but it's like, da, 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 like that. So we heard, then da, 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 da.
And it was right there.
And it was right there above the bedroom.
Oh my goodness.
I can't go home tonight. I'm so scared.
Oh my god. Well, Kat,
my face is so red.
You remember when we did the live from the haunted house episode? Yeah. We all got those cold chills, remember?
And well, then, I was definitely in this turtle shell ball that I'm in now.
And then when Devin was like, it's gone, it was like that weight just
somebody went away. Say something. Is it behind me?
So, but I will also say this, because I think this is a good point to say this as well, is that, you know, you ask, like, you know, have I thought about moving out? Absolutely not. I think part of, because I am so skeptical, I've downplayed the intensity of it, the emotional part of it. I've kind of removed the emotion mm-hmm. from it. But more so, I don't feel like it's threatening. You know, you hear these stories mm-hmm. of people saying there's a demonic presence in their house. There's something getting them. There's something grabbing their neck. You know, I'm not experiencing any of that. You know, I'm experiencing a sassy ass ghost, if that. That loves to play Beyonce and knock on my cabinets.
And
if that
is what makes them happy, yeah, right.
If that is what they want to do, then honey, do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not threatening me. You know, the only time I ever felt kind of threatened was the Xbox games, right? Scattering across. Because like, what does this tell me, right?
You and could have a living neighbor that does the same stuff. Just listens to Beyonce music really loudly and like bangs around their apartment drunkenly. So,
right. Does anyone else in your life have a key to your apartment?
Hmm. My three best friends.
Do any of them want to play just a mean ass joke on you?
No, I thought about that too. So, you know, going back to being a smart home, right? Mm-hmm. So on my app, I know when the door opens, closes, locks, unlocks, and who does it. So if any of my friends had done it, I would see, okay, Tristan unlocked the front door.
Well, Dalton opened
the door. And I have cameras too, so I would have seen.
And they don't have like the passwords and codes.
They
to all
don't.
That stuff.
They don't.
Damn.
So, right? And have you ever had the home saged or had any mediums or psychics?
So I did have the house saged and anointed. This was after the drawer thing. Because after the drawer thing, I said, I don't know if I believe it, but I'm not taking chances.
Yeah.
So I had a friend properly, I guess, you know, because there's a specific way you have to sage as a space. You have to smudge all the doorways, which kind of bothered me because, you know, you have to wipe it off later and because you have to let it stay there.
JJ, you knew that, right? You have to.
No, I have no idea what protocol on saging.
So I didn't either. I still don't know if I quite understand. Apparently, it's a thing with all the corners of the space, and then all the doorways have to be like smudged with the ash of the sage, and then you have to anoint all the doorways. So like one of my friends sage, the other one who's a little bit more religious, you know, raised very religious, not so religious now. He anointed all, you know, the door was saying prayers and whatnot. And it didn't stop. So.
And let me ask you this, because we have some friends, or friends is a strong word, but we have acquaintances. Kat has a friend that's a medium psychic. But if we were ever to have any of these people in town that claim that they can directly talk to ghosts, could we bring them over to your condo?
Absolutely. Yeah, if I'm in town, absolutely. And
that'd be fun.
Be totally down for that.
So I'm wondering, you've had three ghost hunter teams come look at it.
Yep. Right. Three separate teams, all from the same company, but three separate groups that have come.
How did you find those teams?
Yeah, that was my question. Yeah. How do you go about looking for ghost hunter teams?
So it's quite easy, actually. You know, it's on Amazon and Prime shipping. So they come in 2 days. And the packaging's great. You just unpack them and, you know, set them. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wait, I was like, is this like they send you like a ghost hunting DIY kit?
No. I was like, I know we're doing a bit, but everything else has been so crazy. I was just like, yeah, sure.
Well,
yeah,
I was thinking, no, like a sleep study where they just like sent me all the equipment and I had to do it myself. No. I was like, is that what this is?
So after the whole thing with the drawers, I reached out on Facebook to my friends and I said, hey guys, like, you know, I'm going to sound nuts, but I think my place is seriously haunted and I need some help, you know? And so I had a friend, Melissa Pios, who knew a few groups in the area. And so she gave me some recommendations and I reached out to them. And this one I really liked because, you know, of their approach, because it was science-based. Mm-hmm. And so reach out to them. I sent them the same email I sent to you guys. Right. And they said, well, absolutely, we'll take your case. And it's still an ongoing investigation, actually. So, because they can't get much when they're there, like, you know,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And all I can do is continue, you know, to record it and try to capture what I can, you know.
So let me ask you this.
I just followed you on Instagram. That's what I was doing.
So let's say this continues on, right? And something happens that's undeniable. I mean, the stuff you had happen is pretty crazy. But like you said, electronic stuff, noises. But let's say something grabs you and like pushes you against the wall. We've heard stories like that, right?
So right.
You can't explain that. If you can tell us, we cannot believe you. But if you've personally experienced that, how is that going to change your approach in life if being a skeptic, if now you can't be a skeptic about ghosts?
So I think the first thing I would do is I would go back and try to remember every exorcism movie I've ever seen and say, what did they do? They probably went to a church. So I would go to a church because, you know, I'm not really religious. I don't really believe in much of that. Right. But I also didn't believe that something that I couldn't see can push me up against a wall. Yeah. So at this point, everything's off the table.
So I'm going to the fight, church.
I'm going to fight. Yeah. Like, you know, you're not staying in this house, demon. You know, I don't care if you like Beyonce.
So what if you have good taste in music? Yeah. Right.
I need to work on my fight. I'm like super flighty right now.
Kat is more gradually turning into her sweatshirt every time I lift up. Yeah. She's more and more disappearing.
Now, you know, I will say this, and this is the, I guess, maybe a statement that is a little bit more on the non-skeptical side. But there are some nights I wake up and I do feel like that there's something, you know, because I hear stuff all the time, you know, in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, and things are banging around upstairs or banging around in the kitchen. And when I wake up, and I hear it banging around, it's almost as if it's like, at this point, I'm like, oh, maybe, does it feel like, I feel like it's, there's something there. There's something else in the space. But then I'm like, whatever. And then I go back to sleep. So.
Well, and you're only there a week, a month.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's another thing too, you know.
Yeah.
This poltergeist is like, this is my apartment. I am here the most of the time.
Right, right. Well, it needs to start paying rent because this mortgage is not shit.
Do you have like a dry eraser board or something? Like, I want something where it can just like start leaving you physical messages in the apartment.
You know what? That would actually be really
like
cool.
One of those like sand stress relief things, you know, where people like move the sand around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, let it leave artsy notes.
Like, not just one thing that I think it's doing, and this is why I thought somebody was living in one of, like, little crawl spaces, is because upstairs, an upstairs bathroom kind of goes on a slope because, like, it's a lost space and the roof is above me, right? So it's like this. And then there's this little door. Well, it's two little doors. It has a little hook that, like, hooks on these two little doors, right? And if you open the hook and you look in, it's, like, goes back a little ways. It's, like, just enough. You could probably lie, you know, medium-sized man, right, lying down, but it's just full of paint cans, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes, again, unexplainably, the latch is undone and it's open a little bit. And so that is why I originally thought that someone was living in my space. Oh, yeah. But I feel like I've ran enough tests. I've recorded enough. I have been home enough.
You would have caught
it. I would have caught it.
Yeah.
And every time I go back and see it unlatched, I go over to it. I look inside it. I'm not like one of those, like, I'm not going to look under the bed. Like, no, I go in and I thoroughly investigate. I look for signs of something living there. Nothing's living there. Mm-hmm. And it's just unlatched. And it's one of those latches. It can't just like pop off. Right. Like, I mean, it's like when it's latched, it's because it has like 1800 years of paint caked on it because they just never stripped it. They just kept repainting. Right. So you push it on and it's like, I mean, it's stuck.
It's on.
Do you feel like somewhat at peace that even though you have this unexplained phenomenon in your house that might be a poltergeist or a ghost, but like a little bit of like peace knowing that it's not just like some random guy living in your condo?
Absolutely. Because, you know, I had some random guy living in my apartment for like 3 years. And I said that because he paid rent like sometimes.
Oh, so that was like a roommate.
Son of a bitch, you got me.
I was like, what? How have we not talked about that yet?
Yeah, no.
Well, at least he paid rent.
Sometimes, yeah. That did put me at ease. I think once I was able to like get it gather enough, you know, to say like, okay, yeah, I can cross out the whole guy living in my space thing. And so what I was left with was a much lighter fear because, you know, I don't think anything you can't see can't hurt you, right? And it hasn't tried to. And, you know, how can it? Yeah. Watch, I'll be on the news too, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. So James, you're on Instagram. Would you like to give your Instagram out for our followers so where they could connect with you?
Absolutely. And follow my stories. Yeah. Most of it's just, you know, me partying. And then sometimes I talk about ghosts. So about the weird things that happen in my space. Yeah. So because I have followers now. It's weird. So I'll tell you really quick. You know, when I posted on Facebook, then people were like, oh, well, I want updates. Right. And this is where I was like, I didn't realize how many people were really into or really wanted to believe in it. Like, people want to believe so bad. Yeah. I mean, I can tell them the most outrageous thing and they'd be like, oh, what, really? I'm like, could you not like question that? But anyway, I have some great friends on Facebook.
It sounds like they need a weekly ghost podcast.
right. So I update them. And then if I don't update them, they're like, where are the updates? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I realize this is like a thing. But okay, yeah, I'll update you when I can. But yeah, so my Instagram is XTREMEDANSEUR. That's Extreme Dancer. Without the E, and danseur is French. So ballerina is what you call a ballerina, but you don't call a guy a ballerina, right? So you call him
ballerino?
No. French term for like a male, you know, like the male equivalent of a ballerina is a danseur. So DANSEUR.
Okay.
And that's on Instagram or James Murphy. Just search James Murphy. Since my name's on there anyway.
So. I just followed you and we have a mutual friend who's my roommate and he says to say hi.
Oh, really?
His name is Hunter.
Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hey, Hunter.
Shout out to my roommate, Hunter.
Small world, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Small Atlanta.
Sounds like something you take when you have gas.
And I will say, I just because being a skeptic, I'm like thinking if I'm listening to this podcast that, you know, like, how do you know that you're, you know, that someone might be making up stories to get followers, that sort of thing. But I will say, you know, in your defense of that, like, you are not the person who reached out to us to come onto the podcast. A friend of yours reached out and connected us. So I would just say, if you're having that thought, I think that it's unlikely that you're making stuff up for like social media stuff because, you know, you weren't coming forward to us with.
Well, and you're not leaning into it. You're like, yeah, I don't really believe it.
I don't know. I'm willing to tell the story and I'm willing to share it with people. You know, I mean, that's, I'm always open for that. And obviously, like my friends, they love hearing that shit for some reason. So I'll keep telling them, you know, but yeah. So.
And it looks like the mutual friend that connected or our follower who connected us with you has a mutual friend with us who we've interviewed before, which is Andy.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I just looked at her Instagram and the other person that follows her is Andy.
Oh, interesting. Weird.
Yeah.
Huh. We'll have to check in with Andy in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Well, if any of your friends came up to you and told you that they thought they had a ghost in their house, would you have any advice for coping with a otherworldly roommate?
One, make sure you have a good sound system. but, you know, question everything. Mm-hmm. And make sure you rule everything else out first. And if you've done that, if you feel safe, then hey, you just got a really cool ghost roommate.
Yeah.
If not, find a priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think if you feel threatened in your space, that whatever that is, it needs to have a resolution, right? So, so yeah, but that's what I would say.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. Like, this is one of those where I thought going into it, I would have a little more skeptical perspective, but I can't.
Yeah, this is super weird.
These episodes get me so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I definitely, whether this makes me believe in ghosts more or not, or be less skeptical, I'd say I'm still skeptical as you are, but I really like that last piece of advice of question everything. And I think, you know, that means not only that you question if you're leaning towards, oh yeah, this is a ghost, that you question that, but also that you're open to it the other way around of if you think, oh, there's absolutely nothing out there, that,
yeah,
you know, you question those beliefs as well.
I feel like you need to have a friend or someone really skeptic or someone come over and spend the night, but you can't talk about it in your apartment.
Right.
Have you done that before? Like, you can't let the poltergeist hear you. You just have to pretend like you're partying or playing games and then just like see if anything happens.
Well, I've not ever. Well, that's every time.
Really? Yeah. I mean, especially with like this big ghost team, of course, yeah, gonna be like fucking with them.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, I've had friends that have stayed over, and I never go into a night when a friend comes over saying I'm going to ignore the ghost tonight. Right. I'm going to pretend it's not there, because I always kind of go into my space saying, "Hey, I'm living in my space, right? I'm doing my living thing, right?" And I don't think about the ghost, right? Yeah. I don't think about that. So
I guess I mean, like, if you want to show someone things that happen.
Oh yeah. Well, and that's how most of those things happen, is like, exactly. So the whole cabinet slamming, like, so it's like, you know, there was a time when so sometimes friends stay over when we've been out drinking, whatever, and then we'll sleep, and I have a huge bed, so I'm like, no, like, sleep in the bed, right? And so one morning we wake up, me and my friend Hugo, and it's like 8 o'clock or something like that, or 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And like we're just talking about it. 5 minutes later, he experiences the same thing I do. It's like the bang, bang, bang. And that was the first time that someone else experienced it.
Okay,
and so that has started to validate me to say, like, okay, yeah, I'm not crazy. And so I asked him at that point, because he said, "Girl, are your cabinet slamming?" Like, yeah, just like that. And I was like, "You heard that?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Did it sound like it was coming from inside the unit or outside of the unit?" I said, "No, girl, that was in your kitchen." And I'm like, "I know, but now you said it." So, like,
yeah. So it's not my brain. Yeah.
So it's not my brain.
Auditory thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really
cool. Yeah. That's my favorite part of this podcast, is how many people we have come on and be like, "And then my friend saw this crazy fucking thing."
Right.
It's like, "Oh, cool." How do you, you know, that's a hard one.
Having another person verify definitely makes it harder to just be like, "Yeah, you know, you were just
lately we've had like people things. Call their parents on our podcast and their mom and dads be like, "Oh yes, well, that's the ghost, you know." And you're like, how do you argue with the people's mom and dad? Like, they don't have an Instagram, like, they don't have social, they don't, I don't know. We recently had an episode where, and this one will probably be released by the time this episode drops, but this ghost attached itself to a family, and it passed from like the mom's sister to her. And then it didn't like her boyfriend at the time, who is now her husband, and it choked him because they said that the ghost thought he was a pimp, and he had to be like, "No, I love her. I'm a good guy." And then he like released the hand. This is somebody's parents that we know very well. Yeah, like, it's, I don't know, man.
So have your mom stay at your condo and see if she notices anything.
Absolutely, because if it's not mom verified, it can't be true.
Yeah, you know, that's the bluest check mark you can get.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like Carfax. No, what's the mom fax?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh my gosh, is this you?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm on his podcast. So, no, I'm on his Instagram. I'm on his Instagram.
Kat is actively stalking our guests.
These dance pictures are beautiful. Oh my God. Okay. Goodness. Thank you so much for coming on. This has been really cool.
Before we wrap up, JJ, where does this move you on the needle?
Well, like I said, I'm still skeptical, but maybe more open to the idea that there could be other things out there. You know, and it's really hard.
He says that every episode, I feel like.
The past couple ones he has.
We've had some really shocking episodes, but I don't know. I'd say maybe I'm like a 4 or a 3.5. But I would say it's difficult when, you know, even though you seem like a very trustworthy person, it's always hard to accept, you know, kind of these supernatural stories when you're hearing it from someone else, which is why I really want a ghost to come haunt me so I can verify things for myself.
Well, JJ, you're welcome, and all of you are welcome to stay anytime you like.
Oh shit.
My God.
All right. Guys, are we having a sleepover?
Hell yeah. A Beyonce sleepover.
Podcast on location.
Well, we can't talk about it while we're there, so we'll play Uno.
Yeah.
And,
all the single podcasts. That song doesn't really work.
It was a good try.
I feel like I'm... honestly, like, this episode, like, feels like a 5.5 or 6. Like, I feel really spooked.
Yeah, I well, like we were saying, the past couple episodes, JJ has been like, "Oh, this makes me more open. This makes me..." Well, it's because, like, some of the recent ones we have had, including this one, have been kind of hard to, like, not argue. We don't argue with our guests, but, like, you know, internally, you have a dialogue with yourself, and you're trying to figure out, like, well, what do I believe in this story? And they've been so stacked with information that feels real. that it becomes harder and harder to be like, bah, I'm a skeptic.
For sure. Yeah.
You know? And that was my you voice, in case you were wondering.
That was a really good impression. And our listeners might not have even known that that was you talking.
And I'll tell you, if I was sitting on the other side of this table and you were explaining to me what I explained to you, I probably wouldn't believe you.
Yeah.
So I totally understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I can say is that's my story. Yeah. And you're welcome to come anytime that I'm in town and free.
So. I definitely, something I've been playing around with the idea in my head that I'm going to talk to JJ and Kat about some point soon. But I'll write and act and shoot stuff, and I'm getting to be better friends with people that have access to cameras and, you know, equipment. I really think it'd be fun for us to get medium from Long Island, or your friend. What's her name?
Teresa.
Yeah, Teresa.
Our own team.
Yeah, well, and not even that, but we could literally set it up like our own TV show and go in and film the medium's experience processing the stuff. Okay. Not saying we have to do the whole when the paranormal team came in and the lights off and all that.
Any guesses who the debunker would be?
JJ.
I'll hard do it. Guess.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just something I've kind of been toying around with. Anyway, that's future fun. But well, James, we really appreciate you coming on. This has been an absolute blast. This is one of our first guests that we've had somebody reach out to us and be like, have him on the podcast, and then connect us in a three-way chat on Instagram, and the person be like, all right, they probably won't kill me, I'll come on the podcast. So
thank you for coming to this sketchy neighborhood that I live in.
Well, you know, I felt a little bit better once I was greeted by the stranger in the bright coat. So yeah. on the electric scooter,
the neighborhood watch.
Who was in a bright coat?
Wait, was it a moped or an electric scooter?
It was electric.
Because he had
a little mini electric scooter.
Thing. Oh, that's Ellison. Yeah, he's fun. He's a fun guy.
So who was that your roommate was your son?
That's the guy who asked me if CJ was my son, who is the same age as me. I was like, no. He also told me a blonde joke yesterday as I was.
Please repeat.
It was like two blondes in a desert, and one's trying to swim in a dried up lake or something. I don't know.
That was a great joke, JJ.
It was cold outside, and I was trying to get inside real fast.
I definitely will not be cutting that out of the podcast.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, James, we really appreciate you coming on the podcast. Hopefully we'll stay in touch. This was a lot of fun. Maybe we'll come check out your place and see if we get haunted. So with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ Crable.
And I'm Kat.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.